Hello, yeah. Appreciate that. We're excited to have interviews again, get to know your members this time. Instead of get to know your elders, we get to do get to know your members. It's a relatively quick 10 to 15 minutes just to get to know our members. And a lot of this is just more of an opportunity for you guys to have conversations with them afterwards during meals, when you're seeing them, some jump-off points to be able to have further conversations. So I'm excited to have Albert and Jean. So we're going to do a relatively quick intro. So tell us your name, full name, middle name, maiden name, where you grew up, how long you've been married, how long at CBC, and dessert. Just a relatively intro amount of questions. So name, where you grew up. Let's start with Albert.
Okay. Middle name too. Albert Sungwon Lo. Born in Culver City, California. Grew up in Cerritos. Woo!
Culver City or Cerritos? Woo.
Cerritos.
Cerritos. Got it.
Cerritos. Yeah. Born in Culver City, so California native.
Yes. Gene has reasons.
No, it is working. Sorry. Hi, my name is Jean Hyun Lo, or maiden name Lee. I was born in South Korea. Immigrated here when I was 8.
How long have you guys been married?
We've been married 21 years now. So this year will be 21. It's 20 in 5 months.
Oh, and how many days? Okay. Do you guys have a favorite dessert?
I like strawberry ice cream.
I like anything hot and warm.
Hot and warm. Got it. Okay. Can you tell us a little bit of the family size growing up? Like how many siblings, where you guys were at in regard to that, and then parents?
Growing up. Well, I have a sibling, Stephanie, who's married to Jonathan Lynn. So it was just us two growing up. We grew up in a non-Christian family and in Cerritos. I guess you could say it's sort of stereotypical Asian family. My dad was kind of stereotypical, just not really involved. Mm. He's an unbeliever still now. Made it kind of difficult growing up. I don't have the best relationship with my dad. You can talk to me about that afterwards. I'm not going to talk about it here. But I think had a real good example of like selfless, sacrificial life from my mom. Mm. And that's really, really affected how my sister and I grew up and how we kind of look at life. Mm.
Are you older or are you younger than Stephanie? Just kidding.
I'm older. Yes. Just I don't kidding. Think. Just kidding. I'm older. By 6 years.
Okay. Jean?
Yes.
I grew up in Long Beach with my grandmother, my parents, and my three other siblings. I'm the oldest of four. We have like a girl, boy. We grew up kind of in a rough neighborhood. And so just typical like immigrant family. My parents were working really hard and trying to provide for a family. And it helped that my grandmother was there just to take care of four kids while both my parents worked. And so they definitely worked really hard to just provide for our family. And so grew up in an unbelieving family. My grandmother is the one who took us to church every Sunday. So that's how my siblings and I came to know the Lord through my grandmother, just having us go to church every Sunday.
Can you talk a little bit about that, Jean, in the sense of like when Jesus saved you? I know your grandma is taking you to church and maybe hearing the gospel
there. Yeah, so our church before Cornerstone, a lot of us came from a church called Miracle Land Baptist Church. It was a Korean church, and we broke off from there for it to become Cornerstone now. But growing up in that church, it was very charismatic. And so my grandmother, they provided a church van for us to be picked up every Sunday to come But yeah, I think I became saved probably around high school. That's when I got baptized as well. And so that's where I got saved.
Very cool, very cool. How about you, Albert, in regards to salvation, Jesus saved you?
I accepted Christ the summer before my senior year in high school. So I guess that would be 1992. And it's how all of us are saved. But you know, the Lord called me. Used friends that I had in high school that shared the gospel with me, and transformed my heart and made that acceptance of the Lord in that year. So yeah, and then just a little aside. When you look at those pictures that Jin has, I think it's in the snack mm-hmm. snack lodge. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But when you look at those albums, you see that it's just all Korean people. So you're like kind of wondering why there's all those Korean people and where they are now. Well, it's because of that background from Miracleland Baptist Church.
So Jean's like a founding member of Cornerstone Bible Church.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been here since 1999.
Don't you have like a signet ring too that you're able to?
I think I have all the t-shirts from all the years that we've been at retreat.
Was there a favorite t-shirt? Was there a favorite t-shirt from all the retreats?
No, I like the one where it says Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Very cool. Can you guys tell us a little bit of how you guys got to know each other, how you guys met, how you guys got married?
Well, it's kind of funny. Whenever we come to Oak Glen, we remember the first time that we were sort of official, and it was actually sort of the week before our retreat. So this is back in, I think, 2002 that we were first official and as a couple, whatever that means.
At this site.
At this site. So we even have a picture.
At this site?
Yeah, so.
We have this very awkward picture of like, we don't want to stand too close, but we just got together, so it looks right.
It was super awkward. It was pretty funny. But yeah, it's just like, it was like,
and everyone was teasing us because, everyone was single and everyone's just like, oh, they're dating now. Oh, let's take a picture of that.
Yes.
And everyone's coming around like, congratulations, congratulations. We're like, okay. But we met just through ministry. We were in welcoming ministry and just got to know each other from that. And spending time and at that time, I don't know what young people do now. I'm saying young people, because I feel so old. Mm. But back then, like we played tennis and just like hang out, have boba. They had boba back then too.
Oh no way!
That's when it first started.
Yeah,
boba
started.
Was just getting popular at the time.
And then died out, and now it's like really popular again.
Yes.
So it cycles. But yeah, we got to know each other through that, and that's how the Lord brought us together, and we got married in 2003. So,
was there anything that caught each other's eye? Did you strategically join Welcome Ministry because you knew Jean was on there? She's like,
No, that's the Lord just orchestrating everything.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Never know. Jean, was there anything that caught your eye in regards to Albert?
I think my first impression of him, I feel like I remember everyone coming for the first time, but I think I was just thinking like, oh, he just looks like a very nerdy Asian. Just a typical nerdy Asian guy.
So my first impression... Just very sweet. Just I just saw her heart for strangers, and she comes from a big family. She's one of four siblings, so just the love that she had for her family, her parents. So just really attracted to that. Yeah.
Was there anything during that dating time that like sort of sealed the deal? Like, oh, I know she's the one. I know I would want to say yes if he asked.
Was there, I don't know if there was any...
Was it the boba? Was that quickly?
No, I just really just her for Jean's love for the Lord and really her love for the family. Mm. Yeah, I just really attracted to that, and yeah, I think that was that's what sealed the deal for me and just getting to know her more, getting to know her family. Yeah, it just really confirmed to me.
I think for me, I think I started getting to know him through my brother. So John, if you guys remember John and Clara, so all my siblings used to come to Cornerstone for a while, and he got to know Albert before I did because they were in the same care group together, or flock group, I think that's what it was called back then. But I remember, this sounds silly, but I thought, oh, it's kind of neat just to hear what he was like in care group, but my brother described him as, like, he would always come in scrubs because he had just finished working, and he would usually sit and then eventually fall asleep during Bible study. But then I thought, like, oh, that's really sweet, just because he really, even though he was exhausted, he would be trying to make that effort to come to Bible study and, like, eventually fall asleep. But I'm like, oh, that effort is there. And so I thought, okay, there's potential.
Well, so like, flock groups, care groups at that time were in, like, in people's, like, homes. And then it was a really small apartment, so there wasn't any place to sit. So everyone was just on the ground. So I was post-call, and, you know, I was on my stomach and then in a very comfortable position. And it just happens. What can you say?
No, but I mean, definitely his love for the Lord and love for his family.
Nice. Talk to us a little bit about your family. Kids, you said you married for 21 years, 5 months and 13 days and 5 seconds. Something like that.
So we have 3 kids, Matthew, Catherine, and Audrey, 17, 15, and 10.
Woohoo!
Yeah, super blessed. Every child is a blessing. And definitely can affirm that. It just makes our life just really full and just really wonderful. Just really blessed by just each one of them. They all have their own personalities, and it just really makes life much, much more full in a good way.
Anything you've seen with the time you've been here at Cornerstone in regards to, like, I guess maybe even just favorite memories from just whether it be a retreat or things that you've seen since we just recently celebrated 25 years? Any thoughts in regards to that?
I think just the Lord's faithfulness to the bride, to the church. Just through all the things that we've seen, see people come and go, but the Lord is faithful to sustain his church. And here we are 25 years later, being blessed with new faces, old faces, having Dr. Scott read his books. He's actually here, going to be preaching the word to us, and super excited. But yeah, I mean, just being here, I mean, I came here first 2001 and a retreat here, and just to see, just really, it's just amazing the Lord's faithfulness. I don't know what else I can say. I think that's what I've been so blessed by.
Amen. How about you, Jean?
Yeah, the past 25 years has been such a blessing. I think retreat is such a blessing for me, just because we're here 24/7 for, like, the next few days. And you just get to see everyone, enjoy time together. You're not rushing out to leave for someplace. And so it's such a great time for us just to bond and get to know one another, especially the new one, the newcomers, as well as the old, and being able to bond in that way for 3-4 days straight is amazing. I love it. Yeah.
All right, my favorite lightning round. So we have these questions. You can answer based off the answers I provide, or you can just make up your own answer. But if you get a quick bite, you can guys answer individually. If you have a quick bite, what would you get? Pizza, burger, ramen, or salad?
Hamburger.
Salad.
Nice. Meal of choice, breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Dinner.
Breakfast.
Eggs. Do you like your eggs sunny side up, scrambled, or hard boiled?
Sunny side up.
Sunny side up.
Okay. If your kids had a sporting event, would you prefer to see them early in the morning or late at night?
Early in the morning.
Early in the morning.
Nice, okay. Utensils of choice. Fork, spoon, chopsticks, hands, or being fed?
Huh. Chopsticks.
Chopsticks.
Okay. Favorite sports team, podcast?
USC Trojans.
Which one? Say that again.
USC Trojans.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Boo. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
There's always a boo.
No, no.
John won.
Who won football? Who won football? Anyway. Car to drive. Minivan, two-seater, or not driving?
Oh, minivan.
Minivan, yeah.
Yes. Hair to rock. I guess more so if Albert had hair to rock, what would you want him to rock? Wait. Mohawk, bowl cut, buzz cut, man bun, long hair. What would you want, Albert?
Probably just a buzz cut then. I wouldn't want like a mohawk.
How about you, Albert? If you had the choice or option, if you wanted to, what kind of hair would you want to rock?
I'd want hair a little bit longer than what I have right now. But it's not because I'm losing hair. So, just quick funny story. Okay, so I had a super important meeting last Thursday, and I wanted to cut my hair. So I've been cutting my own hair for the past 20 years. So I was gonna give myself a couple hours before my meeting, and I just cut my hair. So I'm almost done. Like I'm just touching up, and then my clippers were in my left hand, and I slipped.
Oh no!
Yeah, I slipped, and I had this big old bald spot like on the top of my head. And I was literally freaking out. I was like, oh no. Because I have this super important meeting, wow. But it just shows me that the Lord has such a sense of humor. Because I wasn't really focused upon just the importance of the meeting, I was just more concerned about my hair. Yes. So I totally had to like fix it. It took like an extra hour to just like cut it really short. Uh-huh. So it's not usually this short. Okay. I don't think it's been this short since I was born.
How did that meeting go?
Talk went good.
Yeah, good, yeah. Good. All right, vacation. For your vacation, would you rather go on excursion, activities, sightseeing, or food?
Food.
And then last but not least, favorite retreat memory?
Favorite retreat memory?
Staying next to each other, taking the pictures.
I think for me, there's so many, but we used to do like newlywed game, and sometimes they would have the older folks do that game too, and so I remember Pastor Dan Na, who used to be our pastor one of the pastors back then, him and Jonathan Lin, they tied at the end and they had to do a dance off. And so I didn't realize Pastor Dan Na knew the break dance and he did the moonwalk and we were just like in awe of that. And then Jonathan's really funny dance too was really cute. Very memorable.
Nice.
I can't just think of just one. I think Huey mentioned it, just like every year, this retreat is sort of the highlight for the family, and it really is. The kids have been looking forward to coming to the retreat all year, and myself, Gene. Every year has its own memories, but yeah, I can't really point to one. But yeah, every time we come back here, I just think back to the first one I came here, and also when we were first official.
Oh, very cool. Give it up for Albert and Gene, please.